Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley and I'm joined by Van Gelder and Crack. Now, as you can see, I'm in a very happy mood today because, let me say, probably my favorite result of the season happened over the weekend as Crystal Palace beat Man City 1-0 to win the FA Cup. Now, before I jump into things, let me just ask the guys, did you watch the match, Van Gelder, and how happy are you that Crystal Palace have managed to win the first trophy in their history? Nothing to do with Pep losing the final.
For me, it's neither here nor there. Can't be bothered about Crystal Palace. It's good for them, but again, as I said, can't be bothered. But I did watch the game. From like last week day, I started to feel like, no, this final, City no go feel win. So for some weird reason, I just didn't think, everything just looked, you know that thing where you defeat see some match they can, you defeat us this game, it be this team go win. Like you defeat tell from afar. That's how I felt about this final since like last week. I just looked at all the matrices, I looked at everything. Glasner, Palace, the players, their fans, how they were celebrating when they beat Villa, and how emphatically they beat Villa as well and everything. I was like, it would be unjust if somebody will get such a poor season like Man City to beat them in the final and use the FA Cup to gloss over the kind of season they've had. You know, it opens up a whole lot of kind of worms for Man City, but congratulations to Crystal Palace, the boys from South London. Right now, Croydon make nice 26th May. It'll be bank holiday for you. So make, if you know, say you get something to do for South London, Croydon, Crystal Palace, make no good outside. Because then they do trophy parade then things. So that's a good bash. But yeah, congratulations to them. I think for a club like Crystal Palace and their fans in particular, it being their first major trophy, I know that feeling. I remember when Chelsea won the Champions League, who I was, how I felt, how I didn't sleep that night. I'm pretty sure their fans are still, it's probably unbelievable for them and for that football world, I guess. Yeah.
I didn't get the answer I was looking from Van Gelder, so let me go to Crack.
Pep like that. I know they hate Pep like that.
I hope they go back
trust a Chelsea fan to make it about Chelsea at the end. And I remember the first time you won. What he gives a fuck. Anyways, since you not be agenda boy, where we will be the agenda boy, people were saying that Pep, he can't do so for England. Four in a row, he had easy. But then again, Pep's worst season as a coach ever happened this season and in the Premier League. And if he slacks it, he'll go play Europa. If Pep slacked last day, he'll go play Europa. Do you know how happy I was? Hey, Mateta, then for Bills, starting for Mateta. That hold up play, the link up play for the goal. Hey, Mateta. What a player. You did that, they try talk, say, look, me, proud to the match, I tipped Crystal Palace to win because there's this aura about this season, it's for the first time, it's like new things are happening, the smaller teams, they are being rewarded, people are winning for the first time, some are winning, they've not won in a long while, they are winning also, that aura. And I watched two of their matches, I watched the one against Villa, and I watched one was against one of the teams I forgot, and in this FA Cup run, and they played brilliantly. And for some reason, Pep struggles against the back five. All right. And even their coach said that if Pep is going to beat them, unless he changes his ways. And I like when coaches talk big. But then me, I'm happy that for the first time in Pep's career, him going trophyless, it happened in a place where he won League 4 in a row. As I said, England will take you up. England now will bring you down. But then, people they talk say, oh, Pep, see, yes, we might have created a monster. Pep will go spend again. But people, they underestimate what fatigue does to this team. Right now, man, Pep has to rebuild again because De Bruyne is gone. This guy is definitely, Gundogan is definitely going to go again. I mean, I don't know why he bring him back. He bring him back. He's going to go. Most of the leaders that he has in the team, they are not going to be there. All right? It's going to be the Haalands, the Rodri. Like, Rodri is, I mean, he's good. He's going to come back in the midfield. But Pep has always had this team where from keeper to center back to right back, left back. Like, there's no Kyle Walker as well. People forget that. Like, I also talk to the leaders over there. They wouldn't be there, and he's going to buy, and he's going to, he has to start again. But then the league, if you watch, the talent gap, they catch up again. So me, I'm happy that, like, bro, Crystal Palace won it. I'm happy that this was the first trophy in their history. Look, their fans deserved it. South Londoners deserve it. And a big ups to Zaha. Zaha is the one that put Crystal Palace on the map for a lot of teams. I'm not going to lie. Those times, if you're going to face Crystal Palace, it's Zaha that will do things. Zaha was the star boy. So before Eze and Co, there was Zaha. So shout out to Zaha. So I hope he comes for the trophy parade and everything. And I mean, they deserve it. And I'm happy that my arch enemy lost. And long may he continue. May he suffer. Thank you.
Thank you for the words, so sweet. Like, Crack summed it up perfectly for me. Like, last week or last 2 weeks when we last recorded, we were talking a bit about this final, and I kept saying that usually when Man City have to play in a match against a weaker team and they have to do a straightforward job, they always get a job done. Like, usually when it gets to the business end of the season, the smaller teams, they always push them aside. So this one, like, it came as a shock to me. Like, I was hoping for it to happen, but I didn't actually think it would happen. For me, I honestly thought Aston Villa stood a better chance of beating them in the final. So I was very pained when Crystal Palace smashed Aston Villa in the semi-final, because I thought that was my last hope. And then Crystal Palace just did this amazing job. But I do think Crystal Palace had a lot of luck in this final. That handball that they didn't give against Dean Henderson. See, that's what happened.
Yeah, bro. I saw the consider, like, how is that not a foul? They say it was sake of Haaland was going away from what? He was going away because Dean Henderson hits the ball away from the ball.
Bro, like, I don't think I can ever understand or wrap my head around that decision, because it'd just be clear cheating, clear case of cheating. Like, if it was against my club, like, my head would be in the clouds right now, because actually I'd be gone. I don't really understand.
So, but in the spirit of agenda, I don't care. I don't care at all. Like things don't go pepping way before. Masa. They keep us somewhere.
I mean, now and then, it's not something I'll ever complain about when it comes to Man City. But yeah, actually, as for that decision, how VAR managed to pass that decision is beyond my understanding. And then another thing, you know, sometimes in football, when things are not going your way, there are certain decisions that you make that, like, you just look at it and wonder, why did they make this decision? For example, why did Marmoush take that penalty instead of Haaland? Like, that's another thing that just makes no sense to me. Like, why would you do that? Like, it's something that I just couldn't wrap my head around. And another decision that, as a Man City fan, like, if I was a Man City fan, I'll just be thinking about this non-stop. That, like, why not Haaland? What was the reason? And I don't think it was something that was decided on before the game or anything. I think it was on the pitch that these people just decided, oh, this match will score plenty, so maybe I just dash you one penalty to make you score for your confidence. I don't know what the reason was, but yeah, it was another very confusing decision. But yeah, like, Oliver Glasner, he's done an amazing job. You know, I keep saying that I like these type of managers who are able to win with smaller clubs, win with few resources. They don't give too many excuses. You give them these tools, they work with the tools they have. Now, we've seen him win the Europa League with Frankfurt. We've seen him win the FA Cup with Crystal Palace, two teams that you wouldn't expect them to typically win those trophies. He also took Frankfurt to the final of the German Cup as well, but I think they lost that one against Bayern or somebody like that. So, like, he's proven himself to be a very good cup manager. I've heard him being linked with the Tottenham job and some other jobs now. Like, he deserves it, particularly considering that they lost Olise at the beginning of the season, didn't really replace him, made do with Eze. Like, he gave Eze a more prominent role in the team. Arteta also showed up big time. Watson too. He's also showing that he might be the next great English DM. So yeah, there's a lot to be positive about with Crystal Palace, and now they are going to the Europa next season. Who knows what could happen? Right now that Europa, you don't have teams from the Champions League dropping down, and Glasner having this experience in the Europa already, you never know what could happen. So yeah, I mean, it's just been an all-round, like, satisfying weekend for me. But at the same time, you know, the major thing about Crystal Palace's FA Cup win was that it's the first trophy in their history, which came to me as a shock. Because first of all, like, it's very surprising to me that a team that, like, we all know, they've been in the Premier League, at least in my lifetime, it's not been non-stop, but they keep coming. Every time they get relegated, within 2-3 years, come back.
If you look at Palace and my story, it'd be very fascinating. I think either 12, between 13 and 15 years ago, bro, their fans had to put money together to keep the club afloat. They went to draw some game last minute against either Wimbledon or Sheffield Wednesday, one of them, where he make them stay up. If not, like, then they go down. Where them are fans for put together money for form consortium. So say them go take over the club because they had gone into administration. And then 2 or 3 years after that, they managed to qualify for to be promoted into the Premier League. And then for the past 12, 13 years, they've just been inside, just doing their best. Just this year, make we not go down. 40 points. If we catch now, then cool. And that's what they've been doing for the past. So it's not that surprising. It's like how I found out when Arsenal was going to play PSG that that's their third ever Champions League semi-final. What? What do you mean? Like, sometimes you know they expect certain things, but that'd be how it did. Like, I would, if you had asked me, has Crystal Palace won the FA Cup before? I'd probably say, yeah, maybe 1914 or something. I'd never imagine that this is their first major cup that they've won. I'd never imagine it. So, it goes to show that some of these teams, we figured they get something for back. Maybe sometimes they've won something. Sometimes, Charlie, some small Carabao Cup, it could change people in my life. You know? Like, seriously.
I mean, like, honestly, like, me, it came as a surprise to me. Especially, like, for me, like, every English team, I always see, particularly the ones that have had, like, extended periods in the Premier League, I always think that, okay, maybe this team in the 1940s, they had some 5-year period where they won this, they won that. Like, recently, I just found out that Ipswich won the UEFA Cup in, like, 1980 something. So, like,
yeah,
everybody gets.
Do you want something very funny?
What was that?
Tottenham were the first club to win the Europa League. 1972. They've won it twice.
Tottenham.
Hotspurs.
Tottenham. Oh.
So, before we started the pod, he was telling me twice. I was like, that time it wasn't called Europa League.
Bro, Ipswich, then Tinsel. I said, Borussia Mönchengladbach. And they go through that. I said, hey. Galatasaray,
like I was saying, in terms of, like, this being the first trophy in Crystal Palace's history, and you look at the conversations that have been going on surrounding a lot of these cup finals coming up, and one of the big questions that have plagued my mind and one of the topics that I've seen being discussed the most is that, is this more important, winning a trophy, than it is to perform in the league? Let's say you finish second as against a team finishing maybe ninth and winning a trophy, a team finishing 14th and winning a trophy. Which one do you think is more important? Let me start with Kai.
It depends. It depends on the team, their ambition, and what the trophy means to them. All right. So let me see. A United finishing 10th and winning Carabao, it's going to take us to Europa. It's not really big like that. It's like it's good for us. Like, okay, we won a trophy. We didn't go trophyless, but then we would have preferred to be in a Champions League position, made it to the Champions League in terms of instead of that. You win something like an FA Cup for United once again, maybe finish 10th, you win FA Cup. That's a good season. That one will take you to Europa, but you would have wanted to do more. But for a mid-table team, see what the Carabao Cup meant to Newcastle and their fans. Even though they are doing well in the standing, like they are in the top five, right? See what it meant to their fans. Winning that trophy, like at that moment they didn't care whether they were going to the Champions because they've been there. They didn't care whether they're going to qualify to the Champions League or not. That trophy alone, they've not won a trophy in like one forever. Like, bro, they like you see videos of dad and son where the dad is in like in his 70s or 60s and the son, like they've supported Newcastle for a long time and they've won a trophy together. He and his dad, they've seen it, like those emotional factor that comes with winning a trophy, right? For some of these small clubs that they are like, bro, it's you can't quantify or you can't even like explain it just hearing the champion. Look, Newcastle knows that if he goes to the Champions, he's not going to win it. They just want to qualify, and you know the money you get to qualify and maybe sponsorship and all this, but they know they're not going to win it. They know they are not going to win it. If they win it, it's a miracle. It's one of those, but they know. But winning a domestic trophy, you're celebrating with your fans, seeing them. Same goes to Nottingham Forest, same goes to even Villa, Aston Villa, all these teams that they are there right now. None of them goes into the season being one of the favorites to win the Premier League. If we are being frank, they are not there. We all know the teams that will always be like favorites to win the league. We know them. These teams, some of them are not there. So a trophy for them. If me, I'm Bournemouth, and then I finish 13th and win the FA Cup or the Carling Cup, bro, that's a successful season. I'll choose that over because, mind you, that 13th day, I win the FA Cup, but I go play Europa. I was never making it there. So it depends. It depends on the club. Like, it depends on the club and the ambition and who they are and all those things. So, of course, some of us like Chelsea, United, and things, bro, we are in the big leagues. We are supposed to be doing the bigger things, right? United finishing 10th and winning the Europa, they are bragging, right? We are going to throw teams and all, but that's not what we all want. I say Europa, winning the FA Cup, domestic cup, that's not what we all want, right? It's not going to take us into the Champions League, like, nah. But once we are 10th and we win the Europa, they shoot you into Champions League. So that is significantly good. But then, it depends on the caliber of team. What do you think, Mangala?
Well, I think for each club, winning a trophy is important. Whether you're a big club or a small club, winning the trophy is important. It brings your fans a certain level of unmistakable joy. Something that the like basically just knowing that you've played all these teams.
What you want to tell Ateta?
He don't know any trophy wins. I don't know what he tried. But yeah, I mean, winning a trophy is very, very, very important. And as you said, I agree with you in the sense that if you are quote unquote a much smaller club or a mid-table club like Bournemouth, your Fulhams, your Brightons and things, winning such a domestic competition, knowing that you can't win the Premier League, the second best thing you can aim for is either the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup. And winning either of them makes you, you know, makes your fans happy. And then it also boosts your, you know, your, like basically your position for the next year. Because at the end of the day, if you win the FA Cup, you know you are going to play the Europa League. If you win the Carabao Cup, I think you qualify for like Conference League or something like that. I don't know. So, and if you win, if you're in Europa and you win it, like Spurs are trying to, you go and play in the Champions League. right? Maybe your form domestically is not the best that season. Maybe you didn't start the season well. You had injuries. Like Crystal Palace, they didn't start the season well. They didn't start the season well at all. I remember, I think around November-ish, people were saying, hey, Glasner, he's been found out, this, that. Because they ended last season very, very well. They were one of the most informed teams when the season ended last year.
I think he won 7 out of 13.
Yeah, something like that. When he came in. And basically, everybody was expecting them to kick on. And then they started the season quite poorly. In fact, I remember that early on in the season, when Chelsea drew with Crystal Palace, people were saying that that was a good result for Palace because Chelsea was, you know, kind of like high-flying and Chelsea should have beaten them. But they managed to scrape a draw. The next 3 or 4 games, I think they lost all or something like that. So for them to have come from that place, I think they are like 13th now or something like that. And then manage small. This puts such a cherry on top of their icing, their cake for them. And their fans, it doesn't matter where they finish in the league. Because one, they've qualified for Europa, which they wouldn't have by their league position. And more importantly, they've won a trophy. Do you think any Crystal Palace fan is forgetting this day ever? If you are a young child, and let's say 10, 12, 13 years, your father managed to get tickets, took you to Wembley, our day out from South, through London Bridge, off to Wembley. The journey back, all the profane songs, all the nonsense, limbs, absolute limbs. When old people crying, young people crying, fathers hugging their sons.
Did you see the video? Yeah, did you see the video of the dad with his children? It's like, yeah, his three sons.
He was crying like he is 12. He would never forget this day in his life.
Never.
Whereas somebody like City fans, they've seen their team win the FA Cup so much. I remember when City won their first Premier League, that Aguero goal. City fans were crying. I remember, I know, it did break your heart. Sorry. But they were crying. You know, their first league title in God knows how many years. You know? And these are all the, like, for a club, if you're a smaller club, you want to win these smaller or these domestic trophies. Because those are the competitions you have access to. If you are Chelsea, Man United, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal, maybe even Tottenham to an extent, or, you know, Villa or whoever is in the Champions League, you want to win either a domestic trophy or a continental trophy from the competition you are playing in. Chelsea fans have been complaining, your girlfriend is dead. And you think if we lose to Betis, they will not say they should sack Enzo Maresca. They will say sack him. You can't even win competition, sack him.
Lose and see.
I know United fans, if Wednesday you will lose that game, well, like, the agenda Amorim will meet. I think Hans Postecoglou is already, he already like has one leg out of the door. He knows he's going, like, Tottenham are going to sack him. He know. You know. So maybe he just wants to win this trophy and say, at least I've kept my in the second season, I tend to win things record, right? And if he wins this, it's a big thing for them. You can insult him and say he lost 20 Premier League games that season, but still he won the Europa League. He won the Europa League. So it's a very, very...
So you see...
Interesting. it depends on the size of the club. Winning trophies is important for everyone. But if you are Chelsea or you're Man United or whatever, Man United fans, even if they win the Europa League, I don't think they'll be entirely satisfied with their performance, for instance, in the league this season. If they were in the Champions League final, that's totally different. Because me, I've been there before, finished 10th, win the Champions League. I know that feeling. So that one, you forget why you finished 10th, because you are the champion of Europe. You don't care where you finished. But if you are playing like Europa, it's big, but it's not quite as big that you can forget what happened in the league. But if you're a smaller club like Bournemouth, like Ipswich or something, Southampton, somebody, and you win like a Carabao, or like an FA Cup, which are the only, probably the only two competitions you have access to. Bro, you don't care. You can't even remember the beginning of the season. Only that day is the most important day. You will never forget it in your life. You will never sell that jersey. You will keep it. You will take pictures to try and keep the records. You know, every time when you grow old, every time you are talking to your graduates, I remember the day Southampton won the FA Cup. I was there. You know, those kind of things. So, the position and the trophy, it depends on the club. Like, the weight of the club.
Let me try and make the question a little more difficult. So, mm-hmm. let's say you are offered two options.
Mm-hmm.
One option is that your club is going to finish in the top four for 10 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
Finish in the top four. You're not going to win the league. You're not going to win any trophies. But consistently in the top four, 10 mm-hmm. years straight, second, third, fourth, second, third, mm-hmm. fourth. And then on the other hand, you are offered four trophies in 10 years. Those four trophies are maybe one Europa, two FA Cups, and one Carabao in a 10-year period. Which one would you take?
That they sound like Arsenal fans, them are conundrum.
Wow. So like as a fan of football or as an Arsenal fan.
Which of them are we?
Like as a football fan, like your club is offered consistent.
See the way as they ask mama. You see the way as they ask mama say, are you corrupt? Is it as a president pass a human being?
Yeah, so you can tell
so me. This question you ask, you know, I won't ask like as an Arsenal fan or as
because
for this question, yeah, why the hell will I choose top four consistently for 10 years over winning 5 trophies in 10 years. And mind you, you've not quantified the caliber of trophies. Yeah.
Said
one
Europa.
Champions League.
No. I say one Europa,
two FA Cup, one Carabao.
FA Cups and one Carabao.
I'll take it over finishing. I'll take it because...
Okay. Let's say in that period, you never finished in the top four. You only finished the highest
brother,
finish was
I will take
seventh.
It.
But at some point, brother, you finished 13th. At some point, you finished 9th.
You finished 13th. The season I finished 13th, that is when I won the FA Cup. The person you chop 6th or 7th, I'll move on. People go conference. Like, what did you put do last year?
And, so, wait, so, as I win the FA Cup, as I say, so better continue for you. As I win the FA Cup, where I go Europa, to where I go win the Europa, where I go Champions League.
The season that you win the Europa, I mean, that season you drop the 13th, no? No, Arsenal fans better go take that.
Arsenal fans never question this.
I mean, that be Arsenal fans' them ambition. Never if them chop seconds, them sitting there, phase 5 at Teta, then phase half glass, and update the same trophies. I don't want to hear anything.
You know, the thing about this whole situation for me is that I think some fans have lost sight of what they are in football for.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I feel like football has been taken over by a lot of owners who see their clubs as investments more mm-hmm. than a sporting entity.
Mm-hmm.
So they've also managed to convince their fans to start thinking like them without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the primary reason why you want your club to finish in the top four? To play in the Champions League.
Yeah.
You want your club to play in the Champions League because your owners have also convinced you that if you play in the Champions League, you get
more money
to spend on the squad.
Yeah.
So the main reason why you want to qualify for the Champions League isn't to go and win it. You want to qualify just to go and get more money to build
your
squad.
But even if you get money to build your squad, why are you building the squad? Is it not to win?
Exactly.
If you are building the squad or you are getting money, and every time that squad that you are building, you are not winning anything. You can't question.
So what are you building for? What are you building?
Anya, no, who win the FA Cup? Who nya ziga? Who win the Europa? Who nya ziga? Who win the Carabao? Who nya ziga? And free tournament.
Free
also. EP also. One call relegation. I am a Oscar.
Yes, I'm a Oscar. TV scarce there.
I mean, see, I see, oh, now, are they?
I don't know.
Because, why. Like I tell you something, if you finish top four, right? Me, we are finished 13th. The TV, right? Money, we get some. As soon as they get trophy money, I go pass you. As soon as they get sponsorship money, I go pass you.
Where my so, your top four, below? No.
So, your top four, no. Do you get it? Like, I don't get it. Like, you get it? I'm not me, Arsenal fan. Who's that Arsenal fan question this? I will say Corey Day, big answer.
Corey go so, take top four. He didn't like that.
So you see, the thing for me is that, like I was saying, like the owners have managed to convince the fans so much that the fans are now convinced that, like, finishing second is more important than winning trophies. Yes, I guess that if for a long period your team is in a certain position, like United, even if we win the Europa, I wouldn't want us to finish 14th, 13th again. But in the end, in football, as a fan, the main thing that you're supporting your team for, on top of everything, you also want bragging rights to be able to say, yes, my team better pass your team, my team better pass your team. United and Liverpool, every time when we are arguing about who has won the most trophies, does anybody care which league position we finished in to get this trophy? Like, if we count it, we get 60 trophies.
Does anybody
care that, okay, our fifth FA Cup that we won that season, we finished 14th for the tabletop? Like, nobody cares about those things.
Smiley, ask yourself, say, the year Liverpool win the Champions League, what was their position in the league?
Liverpool, the bounce.
Chelsea, not they like 10 to say 8 or whatever.
We put it like 10 to then the Champions League be all we get. ABB, that'll be all we get. You say, if we know,
and they celebrate past anybody. You there, you celebrate past anybody.
Does anybody remember who finished second that season?
I don't give a heck.
Nobody cares. Like, I don't even remember
who won the Premier League that season. Was it United?
And the funny thing is that
it was Aguero.
So and the funny thing is that what would they get them confused? We say you are not getting participation award. Like, okay, you participated in the Champions League. Okay, league, you top four, top three, top four, Champions League, they knock you out. Whether group stage, whether they knock you out, you come again, top three. Top four, top three, top four. For 10 years. As you see, say your rivals and things, at least then get then the whole
some
trophy.
Small cap.
Abba. No, 10 years there. Only if you do like maybe 5 years, now they're normal. But right now I think I cross 6 years. So
you know the thing is, I think
if you
don't
know
win
Wednesday, you die. You
know win Wednesday, you go get there. I think a lot of people forget.
Go get it.
I think a lot of people have lost sight of the fact that, like, there are so many teams in history that have had like a very good patch in their history where maybe they were finishing maybe second, third. They call that their golden era. Newcastle in the 90s, mid 90s, they call that their golden era because they were finishing second, third.
Sorry,
second, third.
Make I interrupt you small. You know, they, I'm not saying we don't catch there, but I just want to mention something. 1981, Ipswich win the Europa League.
And what was Arsenal doing?
Arsenal never win. Them there, Ipswich. Okay. Continue.
Like, a lot of teams have this period in their history where, like, they were very good. They were finishing second, third. But they don't have any trophy to show for it. Newcastle in the mid-90s, they have a period like that. If we are going very recent, Tottenham, the Pochettino era, for like 5 seasons continuously, they were finishing in the top four. They finished second a couple of times. 10 years, 15 years from now, who is going to remember this Tottenham team that...
Their biggest... you forget, say, the time they qualified, they beat Ajax, go to the final. Pochettino kneeled down. He did cry. Just said... Final. Then even that one, the people did this them say, look at them.
Make I tell you something. The time, this team, Wigan Athletic safe. The time they won
Africa.
People go carry them. Portsmouth. People go carry them.
they were Wigan. They were almost relegated.
Up to now, I saw the guy.
Yeah. They were relegated. They were relegated. Wins down with the FA Cup.
Simple. They were relegated. You understand?
Team they play Europe.
Yeah. Like they were relegated, and if you think about it, like we still remember how they beat Arsenal. Right? We still remember their run. We still remember, as I was mentioning, like, Portsmouth. They beat Man City in the Portsmouth.
I think the next year, Hull City made it to the final. I think they lost.
Wait, Arsenal beat them.
I think Portsmouth beat Tottenham in the final also.
Yeah, Portsmouth beat. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you understand? Like these small clubs, they can hang on to that thing, right? And talk about it. Like, bro, when we're even doing well or when we are at our best, more, we did this. There's something to show for it because those Portsmouth team, that Portsmouth team wasn't any useless team. They had Montari and Co. You understand? Kanu, Montari, this guy was Harry Redknapp was their coach. And so, like, you understand? It wasn't like participated. I finished top 8. I've achieved my. So every club, as I say, every club gets a level of ambition and everything. But put that on the table that in 5 years, in 10 years, you go trophyless, but finishing top 4, or in 10 years, you win 5 trophies in 10 years, and the trophies as you've listed, Europa, FA Cup 2, 1 Carabao, and just throwing you just do 2 Carabao, 2 FA Cup, 1 Europa. Set. See the number of teams where they will take them, top teams, or see where they will take them. Liverpool no go 30 years without winning the Premier League. In that 30 years, they no win European Championship. They no win. They win both Europa.
They won the Champions League. They won the FA Cup. I think they won League Cup.
I think and what be that coach? That
they're making. They're making. In fact, 2002, they did the Mickey Mouse treble. They won UEFA Cup, FA Cup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cup. And they had a parade. You understand? And they had a parade. They still remember. They go beat. Like, bro, like, I say, like, Arsenal, sorry, yeah. Yeah. Arsenal, sorry.
So, yeah, like, for me, in the end, like, I remember last season, United at our worst. We won the FA Cup. And honestly, that gave me more joy than Ole finishing top 4 in back-to-back seasons, even though that one hadn't happened since Fergie retired. But that FA Cup, even though we were 8, it gave me more joy than any other trophy, at least. Maybe if I think back to the FA Cup we won, the FA Cup of Europa we won in 2017. So yeah, for me, they're like winning trophies. It doesn't mean that you can excuse everything the manager has done. But winning trophies is what we are supporting our teams for. But yeah, speaking of winning trophies.
Just the Portsmouth thing, they beat Cardiff. But they beat Cardiff in 2008. But in their running, they beat United.
Yeah, United, yeah, I mean, I remember. Wow.
Oh, I remember by that match. I remember.
So speaking of trophies and speaking of finals and all of that, on Wednesday, we have arguably the biggest final of the year coming up. We have the biggest final of the year coming up with the Europa final between Man United and Tottenham. Now, honestly, I think this final has more hanging on it than the Champions League. And I'm not even saying this as a United fan. Like, in terms of banter, in terms of interest, I think we've seen more people talking about the Europa final than the Champions League final itself. Because obviously, like, both teams might have a bigger fan base than the 2 Champions League finalists. So it's only natural that people will talk about this more. And also because it's closer, maybe that also plays a part. But yeah, the Europa final is on Wednesday. Tottenham versus Man United. Man United lost the last Europa final they played in against Villarreal. So they have a huge chip on their shoulder. Tottenham, too, they haven't won a trophy in about 17 years. Ange Postecoglou made a very bold statement earlier on, I think last year or something.
You said at the start of the season, the first campaign really about setting principles, getting your message across. The second campaign, you normally win. Are you seeing enough in this side that this season you do think that they will be a side that can win? I'm talking silverware.
Yeah, absolutely.
Competing right at the top.
Am I going to answer the question or are you going to keep asking it? No, absolutely. And I think I'll correct myself. I don't usually win things. I always win things in my second year. Nothing's changed.
And you're confident you can do that with this side? You're seeing enough?
Well, I just sort of said it now, so I don't say things unless I believe them.
He always wins something in his second year. And that promises to be a very hard statement if he goes on to win the Europa League. So let me start with Van Gelder. Europa League, high stakes final. And it's a very winner-takes-all final in the true sense of the
word. It's more winner-takes-all than Ghana elections were like.
Yes, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. In the last Europa final Man United played, they finished second. So, like, Champions League football was already secured. It was more or less just a final to prove that Ole can win as a manager. 2017, that one, United finished sixth. So even though they weren't going to the Champions League, at least they had a Europa cushion. But this is a situation where it's either Champions League football or nothing at all. So, Van Gelder, again.
I want to start with stats. Not stats. I just want to give you trivia. Okay, this is trivia. The Europa League final that I said Tottenham won. In those days, they used to play two legs. Can you guess the team they beat to win that trophy? So it's an English club.
Arsenal.
No.
Chelsea.
No. Well, we're not there. Wolves. They beat Wolves to win that trophy. But my feelings on this is that it's so, well, first of all, I'm so annoyed that these two hideous friends, if one win from dying position, they go champions, it'll bore me. I'm not lying. It'll bore me. More so because if my team slack, where we know wins and the way we drop six.
For your pocket inside.
We for goal plus Crystal Palace to Europa. At least, if you don't chop 7, you'll be cool. But, and me,
you're also playing against a team that wants the.
Me too, I get my Champions own final spot, right? This Sunday. If I don't win, and they go. If I draw 7, I feel go Europa. I for win at all costs. So, me, in my heart of hearts, if there was a both teams to lose this vision, like that would be the best I would go. But somebody has to win. And objectively looking at it, it's so difficult to call. It's the only thing that maybe Man United has a slight edge over Tottenham is that Tottenham can't defend. That would be the only thing they make her feel like, but maybe just
Man United who can defend. So
no, but between you and Tottenham defensive is really bang by me. And you know they will play a highlight all the time, whether they have one leg or two.
United considered 2 goals to 10-man Lyon.
It doesn't matter.
Do you know Tottenham was beaten us 3 times this season?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It does not matter. Tottenham, eh, then get some. It be bozo gene. It did them a blast streams inside. Is the DNA of the club. As in they weave the club together. And since we've losing at a chip. So that's the only thing. Like that's the only differentiation that if I look at both teams, because on paper, both of you, I think you are equally matched. You don't have an attack, they don't have a defense. So the midfield, anybody go if you dominate them on that day. But you also have Carlos Casemiro, who has won 5 Champions Leagues. So he knows what it means to play in a European final. Who can Tottenham call upon and say, this person has won this or that? Who can they call? No, tell me. Nobody. So between the two clubs, United have a winning, quote-unquote, pedigree, which then makes you the best club in position to win this. But I just can't help but feel like Tottenham go win. I don't know why. It just me. You know, the way that when they talk, crack the talk, this season is giving underdogs, those kind of people, the way they know win. It just, they feel like Tottenham is going to win.
Crystal Palace, Bologna, go ahead, Eagles. The trend is not looking good.
I thought. You know, and so I'm just like, well, I don't know. Anybody go free win. If Ange Postecoglou, I don't even know how, like, tactically, they can set up and start. Because Tottenham, they know if their press is half-hearted. They can't press well. You know, you have to, United can't play out of a press. So you have to sustain the press. If, for instance, you go into a 1-0, you have to sustain, press them so that they don't know what to do in attack. Then go make mistakes. You organize in the pool. Any shot, it'd be 50-50. You go fiscal. But Tottenham are half-hearted in the press. And they are defensively poor. So, I don't know the tactical setup self then go use for the take win this game. Maybe Amorim go cook something small, like what he go cook for Bilbao. Athletic. Again, you know, it'll be Athletic, right? Club are Athletic. The people you beat, it'll be Bilbao or who? Athletic.
Bilbao.
You beat Bilbao for them at home. That'd be where to then they do the final.
Home and away.
Wow.
Then move away.
So that you from that you can see that you can do something. Ahmad is a very good player. Can Udogi keep him shut? I don't know. They have to try. So I genuinely don't even know. Like, you both of you are so bad. I don't even know who is going to win. That's how bad both of you are. Like, what was the what's the meaning of this? How did you guys get here? 16th. Well, somebody should win. That'd be all I know. But I mean, for agenda purposes, I need Tottenham to win so that we will call Arsenal fans to the front of the class so that they will come and explain to us how perennial butler Tottenham Hotspur have won a European trophy and they are still there. They claim to be the better club of North London and they are still there. Maybe the agenda is they seep to Arsenal if they need me. So. But I have a question. If you win the trophy, have you had a better season? <That's what I'm...
laughs> You know, agenda go like make a talk say yes. But honestly, you can't say that we've had a better season because we've won a trophy that they weren't bad enough to qualify for. Because to play in Europa, it makes like you win Conference League and they can't ask me, have you had a better season? You can't qualify for the Conference League if you are bad enough to enter. So like, it's not a fair argument to make. But me, for the purposes of doing comparison with Liverpool and counting who get the most trophies, it's very important to me that we win it. But
but at the end of the day, I think it's an evenly split game. I know as my United fans, you people go talk say your club will win, but it's not that straightforward. As you know, that'd be where the performance across the season comes in. Crack says you've lost 3 times to Tottenham already. Can they make it a 4th? Sometimes these kind of games, they play into your head. So I remember when Chelsea beat Man City in the Champions League final in Porto. We beat them 3 times that season. Since then, we don't beat them again, but that's besides the point. We beat them 3 times that season. And going into the Champions League final, everybody said this is the big one. This is the one that City shows up. This is the one that it's impossible for Chelsea to do a three-peat. And then we beat them there. So it go feel be that Man United go overthink this. They've beaten us 3 times already. And then boom, you go lose again. 1-0 or 2-1 or something ridiculous like that. But I don't know how they are going to do. They have some very major injuries that it's hard for them to sort out, right? It's very hard for them. And I think they've just lost, they lost Papi Mertesa or somebody like that.
They are missing Kulusevski, Maddison,
Bergwijn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think Sa was injured over the weekend, no?
Okay, I'm not too sure about that one.
Sa, I think so.
And then also have long-term injuries to Werner too. People have been focusing about
Timo Werner, they all know what, sir. But then my defenders to every 4 businesses and if you go listen. Like that game, then go start what with that the my defender in him, the one you know get sense. Some South American guy. Oh, Romero. If they start Romero with that Van de Ven. Van de Ven will go one long one. By the time he did return, then he will get hamstring off. Then they will can't replace him by Mickey Moore or somebody like that. Then that'd be all. You win with that. So I don't know. I have no idea who's gonna win this final. This is the worst final I can think about. And yeah, we will see how it will go. Adam, quench your light.
So they don't quench my light just like that too.
In the middle of, I said, why your light go off? Who can off your light?
Yeah, just go off just like that.
Easy. It's
good to see Adio hotspot.
It be good, Wal.
It really good to see Adio hotspot. Like,
anyway, me, I'm playing my submissions.
So, crack. Tottenham United.
I like the fact that Van Gelder has tried to play both sides, agenda. Him being trying to be reasonable, breaking it down, two useless teams, going to play in the finals, all those things. It's nice and cool. And you see, rather being optimistic, more optimistic for us, which is funny because I have seen us struggle against 10 men. I have seen us not win 10 matches against EPL teams since January. No, 10 said plenty. Since Amorim come, all the matches to play, I know that Amorim no win 10. You don't win any back to back. You don't win 10. Let's not even go there.
I think if you're counting games won in 90 minutes, he's won like maybe 10 or so. I think 10 or 11. Something.
How many games has he coached?
About 30.
The guy come there, we play like 10 matches or so. He come there, we play like. Was it 10 or less than 10 matches?
In the league, as your backup. I think in the league. In the league, it's been 26 matches. So, altogether, it'll be like 35 thereabouts.
Jeez.
And I'm talking about in the league. He hasn't won 10 matches in the league. I'm not sure he has won 10 matches in the league. Because entering January, we had 30 points. We did May, we get 39 points. So...
Bro, the last game of the season...
And
you've not gotten the magical number 4.
Charlie. See, we've not beaten the English team. We've been poor against English teams, so they are kryptonite. I would rather have faced any other team in any other league than face an EPL team because for some reason we don't. But anyways, maybe this time around, because we are not playing at Old Trafford, we are playing on neutral ground. Experience will play a role with Bruno, Casemiro, and all those. So let's see. But we also have the Bozo genes this season. We still have Onana. The most useless keeper in the world. We have him in goal. As he said, one shot, one something, one stupid dive, but it's a goal. Kill. And our team, this defense, they have this... look, we've bought defenders, but we are going to play with the same defenders that they've been here, that they've been useless, that we tried replacing. And that's how funny life is. Because the new defenders can't stay fit. And we are going to use the Lindelofs, the Maguire, and the Luke Shaw and things over there. It's going to be a long night. But as a United fan, it's my wish that we win. But me knowing my team and what they've done to me this year, I am very, very careful. I'm very, very cautious. As to go in all gang blazing, say, hey, go beat us here. Look, I've seen us struggle against teams that we are not supposed to struggle. I've seen bottom teams come and dominate us in Old Trafford. I've seen it a lot this season. Like, Charlie, so... Pardon me if I'm not that optimistic. Like, if we lose, it's like, hell, nothing new. We've been poor. If we win, I'll be happy. So, not to take so much of the time. I'm very much conflicted. I'll just proceed with caution. And this match like this, I can't watch it at home. I'll go and watch it somewhere. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's all I have to say.
For me, honestly, this is one of the most difficult matches to call. Like, it's two teams that are so, like Van Gelder said, they are so poor, yet in Europa, their form has been very different. And it's the thing too about it is that United, as Crack said, have lost 3 times to Tottenham this season. At the same time, we are unbeaten in Europa. So, do you judge them based on their Europa form or do you judge them based on their form in the league and against Tottenham? Me, I'm more inclined to judge them based on our form in the league. For me, I don't see this as a Europa match. I see this as an English match that is just being played in a Europa setting. And if I'm going by that, it's very difficult for me to see how United beats Tottenham, because United simply can't beat Premier League opposition that are of a decent level. The only Premier League teams we've beaten this year are the ones that have already been relegated. And I think one lucky win against Fulham or so. So, like, against Premier League opposition, I don't know whether it's the physicality, is the level of coach. I just don't know what it is, but we are just not good against Premier League opposition. And as Crack said, I would have preferred to face anybody at all from any other country than a Premier League team, because that one changes the entire dynamic. You can't just say that, oh, we are playing again, we are unbeaten in Europa, so we can't carry that thing. So yeah, it's very difficult to call. The only positive is that they are missing James Maddison, they are missing Kulusevski. Those two are very, very key to how they play. Maddison in particular for like his chance creation, Kulusevski for the danger he provides on the wings. But on the other hand too, Solanke has a very good scoring record against Man United. I think he scored in his last 5 games against United, stretching back from his Bournemouth days. So, like, they have those banana skin players in their team. Son too. You know, Son, I think we look over the fact that the same way we talk about Harry Kane going through his entire career without winning anything, Son too is also another very great player who has gone through his career without winning anything. And he would also be desperate to finally win something for Tottenham, especially as their captain now. So all those dynamics, it makes it a very difficult game to call. Like, and as you said, the trend of underdogs winning trophies this season. This one, you can't really say that United will be the underdogs, because Tottenham have beaten us 3 times. So that's another dynamic where, like, how do you judge all of these things? But at the same time...
So we'll be the underdogs.
At the same time, like, it just feels like Tottenham might be more desperate to win it than United, just based on the fact that they haven't won in 17 years and all of that. United, at the same time, too, we get winners, as Van Gelder said. Casemiro, he's played 7 European finals. He's never lost one. Like, the dynamics, the game is so hard.
And then we have a keeper that's played 2 European finals and lost all.
Lost all. We have Ahmad too, who has played. He didn't play one, but I think he didn't play the two.
The Rangers one, he was on the bench.
He was on the bench for the Rangers one, and he was also on the bench for the United 2021 or 2022. He was also on the bench for that one. So he's also lost. He has 2 silver medals in Europa, like, whether he played or he didn't play. He has 2 Europa silver medals. So, like, the whole thing is just so, so difficult to call. But I don't know whether maybe I'm trying to lean towards Tottenham so that if we win, then it would be a pleasant surprise. But honestly, like, my brain tells me that Tottenham is going to win this one just because of our form in the Premier League against English opposition. It's just very, very hard for me to see it. So, Bakak, you didn't give actual prediction. Who are you the tip to win?
It's hard. It's really hard, because this is the first time we are going to, like, even when we're going to face City for the FA Cup, I was very much optimistic that we can beat them. All right. Based on our matchups. But this, I still go for United 3-1. 3-1 win for United. Because this is not my head speaking, this is my heart speaking. Because I'm a fan, and this is definitely, I want my team to win. But I won't be surprised if we lose. But if we're going to win, it's going to be 3-1. Because I don't believe Onana can keep a clean sheet in the finals. What about you?
Van Gelder, a quick prediction. You didn't give the exact score.
I can't give a score line. All I know is Tottenham will win. Because Onana has never won a final before.
But Son too was part of the Tottenham team that went to the final and lost to Liverpool.
So, as the captain of the side, he will be gingered to be sure to have a bigger legacy in Tottenham than Harry Kane, which is why he's going to power them from the right to win. I don't know if their striker, what's his name? Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Hey, did I say Dominic? Hey, not be Calvert-Lewin. What be the other guy name? Dominic Solanke. Hey. Is he playing?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, Charlie, can't be fair. Can't be fair. Then go score you. Then go score you. Put score you because if you put a thing that Dogu guy go there, that guy's mid man. He's so good.
That guy. If you come, hey Jeremy Logu. If you come Salvation Park, if you come on Probi, I'll give you three of his types.
Dogu. What? Who is playing after for you? Please tell me it's not Rasmus because wow,
it's supposed to be Holland. That guy, it's Holland.
You put Dogu make you go to school.
I just have a feeling he might play a force nine.
I think so. I think he might play Bruno there. I think you play
He's played Menu there. Up top before, and Menu did actually. He actually did well up top. So
I think he will play. What if he tries Obi or whatever that kid's name is?
He's not eligible.
He's not ready. He's not ready.
Then he will play. I know. He will go play Hoyland because, but lie, I watched that guy against Tosin. Chelsea fans have been insulting Tosin the whole season. That Tosin is a tossing player. If you make that guy the whole
he forgets your man.
Bro, he watch him like this. I laugh, sir. I say, hey, this is the guy you. I think he will play Mason Mount false nine and play Menu in that pocket eight. Then he'll play Ugarte Casemiro in the midfield. For whatever reason, your weird coach thinks Menu can play as a inside forward or 10, like a square 10, left central midfield that 10. I think that's what he's going to do. Then he'll play. You push your prayer that he doesn't play Garnacho because.
So, what will be your prediction?
My prediction is that they're going to score you.
Score line.
Oh, you Bruno go score. Actually, no. Bruno. Bruno and Casemiro. Bruno cross Casemiro header. I can see it. Okay, 2-1 Tottenham. 2-1.
I'm actually also going for 2-1 Tottenham just because I feel like Onana will do some huge blunder. Anyway. We've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow us on our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, ATW Podcast, GCR, TikTok.
Sorry. Quick predictions. Who makes top? Who makes the top five? Quick. Because if City draw tomorrow, that'll be four teams going into the final day with 66 points.
That one, if my heart, I will take predicting. Not my head, because I don't want Chelsea and City to make it.
Just give me a prediction, quick.
But I think City will make it. So, Arsenal and Liverpool are already there. So, yeah. City, Newcastle, Villa. No, City, Newcastle, Chelsea. Because if Chelsea doesn't qualify, it's likely Forest will go. The thing is, Villa is winning their last game. Villa is playing against United. If United win Europa, we'll be hungover. If we lose Europa, we'll be depressed. So, either way,
you are playing at home.
And so,
United
you know, creating ten for your fans.
See, I promise you
won't motivate me. Make will help you.
I promise you. As for if United
go with four, on,
like if it be we self, we compete for that spot with Villa, we will still go lose. So it not be you. We don't even get any stake for inside you to come.
Okay, so you think it's Villa, City, Newcastle.
The thing is, Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, because you are playing each other, if Forest beats you, it's likely they'll be... But the thing is...
If Forest beats Chelsea... Wait, make our pull up the table. If Forest beats Chelsea, they will be ahead of Chelsea. But the question be whether or not... why Liverpool they draw
okay,
this
game? If they are behind Villa... Because me, also, they're one team...
They are 1 point behind Villa. So if Villa wins... So it will be Villa... Yeah, if they beat Chelsea, there's still no go if Villa win.
Me, all I know is that Villa is winning because United, that game, they go last week. So,
I know Villa, they trust Villa. High pressure, then go free loose. I know they trust them.
Newcastle
and Chelsea, the difference with two goals, no points. If it's 7 points, just... Okay. crack. Where be like Isaac too hurt. So I don't know if he could come back there, but I mean they can find goals elsewhere. Gordon Dentist. Okay, crack. I know they hate me, but quick. Who go make that top five?
Bro, it's my wish you and City don't make it. That's all.
But who so that means so you they go Newcastle, Nottingham, and Villa.
I'm not going there. I don't. My only hope is that you guys don't qualify. That's all.
Vagola, you yourself hope your own. You me. Yourself hope your prediction.
I'm predicting with my heart because my head, you know, they work right. I think it'll be Newcastle, Chelsea, and City. I think for some weird reason, we'll beat Forest here at the City Ground. And then, or if we draw, Villa 2 go draw. Then we go plus. Go to your friends. I don't know what's going to happen. But you, like, City's games are not sure banker like that because they are playing.
Yeah, Fulham and Bournemouth.
They are playing Bournemouth tomorrow. Fulham. Then go feel vexed, then go slap Bournemouth tomorrow. Then that be all, then qualify. Then they don't care about this thing. Find out Fulham to if it be Chelsea, then go feel opinion. Give you listen. Newcastle to the play Everton. It not be simple like that too.
Yeah, we can't go into the details of it too.
But it's very exciting. That's all I can say. Exciting.
So hey. Yeah. so yes, we've come to the end of this episode, and as always, ATW dominates the conversation.